Miss the show? Don't worry. You can get the best bits of Annie and Ando on the podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Up early with Annie and Ando with the beautiful Emily Tresetter filling in for Annie Louie this week. We're talking carbs.
We sure are. We're talking carbs because I love them. You love them.
I said before that I couldn't stand up from behind the desk because I'm that excited about talking about carbs. If I could marry a carbohydrate, I probably would.
You would?
Oh.
Any type of carbohydrate?
Bread and pasta. I'd have one of those poly relationships with multiple partners.
Perfect.
Tonight I'm having you. I know I'd want to have them together to be a group always. Sorry, that's too much information.
Well, you said that you would like to marry a carb, right?
Yes.
But I don't think all carbohydrates have the same sort of luster-inducing effect. You know what I mean?
Like what?
Like, for example, the good carbs.
You're losing me.
I say that very loosely.
You're losing me.
I mean, I don't mean the good-tasting ones. I mean the ones that people say
good
they're
good for you.
Exactly.
Is that the GI thing, glycemic index?
Correct, yes. Okay. They're the ones that, you know, are slower releasing, I think.
Oh. Well, give me some examples, please.
Well, whole fruits are great. But legumes.
Lost me.
What are your thoughts on legumes?
Hear that? That's me tapping out. You lost me at legumes, you vulgar, rude lady. My God, sorry to all the people that love legumes. I'm just not a legume. I'm just.
Dal's pretty nice, though.
You can call me dal, but I'm not going to eat it. If someone can make me a nice dal and convince me otherwise, I'm very open to trying.
Well, we have a whole week of me filling in for Annie, so maybe, you never know, breakfast dal, perhaps.
Breakfast dal. I love a cooking show, and they often put copious amounts of butter in dal.
True.
Like a old ghee, actually.
Yeah, I've got some of that in the fridge ready to go.
Ghee, clarified butter. Okay, so, all right, so legumes are a good carb, fruit's a good carb, what else is?
Also whole grains, so like quinoa, brown rice. What are your thoughts on quinoa and brown rice?
My dogs eat brown rice.
Yeah? You're not a fan of the brown rice?
No.
What about quinoa?
That's in the same family as your legumes and your chia seeds and all the.
And that's why they're the good carbs.
Quinoa. Quinoa? Chinoa. What did you call it?
Quinoa. Quinoa. Yeah. People often pronounce it wrong, like quinoa.
Oh, that's the quinoa. That's how I say it. I thought that was a drink to have with tonic water. Can I have a quinoa and tonic water with a splash of lime, thanks? Oh, yuck. So they're the good stuff. Okay, so they're not in my pantry apart from for brown rice for the dogs.
Also nuts and seeds.
Yeah, I love a nut.
And vegetables.
Do you like nuts?
I like almonds.
Almonds? Almonds?
Yep. I like almonds, walnuts. I'm a big fan of most nuts. Hazelnuts, my favourite type of gelato.
Oh.
Big into that.
Yeah, I don't like walnuts. I don't know why. I don't like the flavour and texture. They're oily little. I love a pistachio. Do you like a pistachio? They look like shriveled testicles that have been outside for 17 years.
And delicious.
Yes, but they're green. If that's the colour of your testicles, you should be going to the doctors. Back to is that all the good carbs?
Yeah, pretty much. So like, but obviously there are subcategories of all of those. So it's like all of the vegetables have some sort of carbohydrate in them. But obviously we know what the king of the vegetable is.
Spuds.
Yes, 100%, hands down.
Which we did a whole show on last week that you mentioned before.
I know, it really disappoints me because I love potatoes. I would have been able to talk for days about potatoes.
Were you struck by the fact that supermarkets or the growers spray potatoes so that they don't seed?
Well, it makes sense, I guess. I that's interesting. I didn't know that.
I washed them, washed the spray off and then put them in the sun for 3 days and I've planted them hoping, because it was a really nice potato and I did have on the bag not for growing and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to seed. And so I Googled in this spray. So I've now got this empty patch in my potato patch where there's nothing growing yet. But the day it pops up, I'm going to be a very happy man.
Well, I have some magic tomatoes growing in my backyard.
Excuse
I didn't plant
me?
Them. Just out of nowhere, a tomato vine started growing.
Sure, it's tomatoes, Emily.
Absolutely tomatoes. We have seven cherry tomatoes.
Seven trees or seven actual
just
tomatoes?
Little baby tomatoes, just seven.
How many people in your house?
Four. That's like one and a half cherry tomatoes each.
Welcome to Light and Easy Tresetter. Emily speaking. Wow, it's not going to go a long way.
No, and they're not even full grown. Like, they don't go to full size, like, cherry tomatoes you get in the shop because, I don't know, they're magic.
Are they round ones or grape? Like, you know how there's all the fancy gourmet cherry tomatoes these days?
They're off round. They're off centre. I don't know.
Like oval.
Yeah.
Like the shape of your face.
Yeah,
Up early with Annie and Ando and Emily Tresetter here. Special guest, you remind me of Heather Locklear.
Really?
You know, on was it Melrose Place at the end, the last credit was always special guest, Heather Locklear.
So it's only because of that.
She was always, yeah. Did you think it was a bone structure again?
Yeah, I was like, oh my gosh. Another compliment from Ando, love it.
Hey, Annie will vouch for me. I'm not normally very forthcoming with compliments.
Oh.
Something I need to work on.
But well, slowly with me this week, you'll build it up. And then when Annie gets back, just full of compliments.
Oh, she wouldn't trust me. She'd go, what have you been smoking?
Emily's somehow brainwashed you.
Brainwashed me. She's been getting into my little brain. Hey, we are talking carbohydrates this morning. And there's one. I'm married to an Italian.
Oh, my gosh, you're so lucky.
I have an Italian mother-in-law who actually likes me. And she's amazing. I love it a bit.
So I found out that my partner's 1/16th Italian and I've never been more happy because I always wanted to be with an Italian.
Ciao, bello.
Purely for that fact.
Yes. Oh, so pasta.
I love it.
Do you have a favourite pasta?
I love filled pasta. So I like tortellini, ravioli.
more calories and carbs inside the carbs.
Yes.
Tortellini, ravioli. What about cannelloni?
It's controversial for me because I think that there's quite a lot of flavour in the middle of the tube, right? Mm. And if that's not very flavoursome, like let's think that
spinach and ricotta.
Boring.
Boring as bat.
But if it's like more like a lasagna and has like a sort of, you know, a Napoli sauce or something like that in the middle of it.
Bolognese.
Then I'm into it. I have a question, which is...
Yeah, sorry, I'm getting all hot under the collar. It's like we're talking about porn.
This is a controversial question, I think, but maybe not. Maybe you just have the answer.
Yep.
Let's say, hypothetically, you've got half a bag of penne in your your cupboard. You've got half a bag of elbows, you know, the little
No.
Okay.
Back away from the pan. You are not going to mix those two. I knew where you were going. No.
Definitely not.
No.
You'll rather go out and buy another bag of penne or whatever you want to.
Don't mix. Well, they're designed for different purposes and different sauces.
I totally agree with you. Could
have
not
agree
more.
Have you seen the penis pasta?
No.
Google, if you're after it, you can buy it online. Just jump on the Google later and, type in penis pasta and it's in the shape of little penises.
Perfect.
How many times can I say the word penis?
What do you think that pasta's purpose is, the penis pasta? Now I've said it.
Personally, I like creamy carbonara.
Yeah.
Nice and creamy.
I actually made carbonara last night for dinner, so.
Oh, really?
Needed the penis pasta.
I made pasta last night as well.
Did you?
Vongole.
What's that?
Vongole is like pippies, like tiny little clams. They're not mussels. They're like tiny little clams. Do it in a white wine, onion, fresh herbs, bit of chili, toss the pasta through, knob of butter to make it even yummier, and you sit there and you eat.
My mouth's watering.
You scoop the little vongole out of the shell, throw the spare shell in an empty bowl and just eat your pasta and sop up the sauce with bread.
Yum. And you made this?
I made this. My mother-in-law came over for dinner.
And you made... Well, hang on a minute. This seems like blasphemy. You made the pasta for your mother-in-law.
She's 89 and she's stopped cooking, all right?
Oh, okay. No, fair enough.
And we have... She lives next door. We have this thing. She's gorgeous. Like, she's 4'0" and she doesn't speak English. So sometimes her and I have long conversations about things. I have no idea what she's saying. She's taken... She normally comes over 2 or 3 times a week, but she's been just randomly turning up.
Right.
And sits down as if, like, what's for dinner? And, like, 2 grown men don't always have proper dinners. Sometimes it is a barbecue chook from the supermarket and a sandwich, or it might be a bit of pizza or something.
Yeah.
But she kind of likes to sit down at the dining table and...
Oh,
and
I love that. So had you already anticipated that and made the pasta? Right,
We've always got spare tortellini, three cheese tortellini in the pantry ready to go.
Love it.
Hey, we do need to put a little warning out there that if you are abstaining from carbs and you're longing for them and missing them, we are talking your kind of carb porn this morning. What do you got for me?
Look, I want to know your position on carb-on-carb action.
Oh, I didn't think it could get any better. That's like saying, here, shag a Hemsworth. No, have two.
Have them all.
Oh, my goodness. No, I'm... Oh, like, crusty bread, your hands, if you think about... Again, my Italian family, my left hand was designed as for bread to be dunking into my pasta or pasta sauce and then maybe putting some spaghetti on top of my bread.
Yum. The lasagna sandwich.
Hello.
Amazing.
Do you put butter on?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Absolutely. You've got to.
Have you ever done a lasagna? And I actually use a bit of sour cream in it to make it. I'm a wet eater. Have I told you about my wet eating?
No. This is like some ASMR stuff now.
Annie Louie loves it. And if she's laying in bed now, imagine her groaning and turning the radio off and putting the pillow over her face. I've got this theory that people are either you're born a dry eater or a wet eater.
Okay.
Wet eaters are those that love sauces and condiments, will always have extra sauce or something. So if I think about a lasagna sandwich, my mind instantly goes, how can I make it more moist? Is there some extra Napoli I can add into the bread? Or
yep.
A dry eater likes dry food.
No, that's not me.
You're wet?
Yeah, I'm a wet eater.
Yeah. Okay, that's established. So back to your lasagna sandwich.
No. Carbs on carbs, not even a lasagna sandwich. I want to talk about the ultimate carbs on carbs.
Yeah.
It's called an Emily casserole. So anyone that wants to give it a go, you can.
Emily casserole.
Literally my favourite meal. All right, let me break it down.
I'm calling BS already. No. I don't know why.
I can show you picture proof of an Emily casserole. Here we go. Let's do the layers.
I'm writing it down.
Okay, so you get a big dish. You put hot chips in. So hot chips. You put that on.
Then hot chips, potato chips, hot chips from like a fish and chip shop.
Well, I just bake them in the oven, but you could just buy it.
So you've got to pre-cook your oven fries.
Yes.
Okay, so they're cooked.
Yep. So I pre-cook the chips, mm-hmm. put them in a casserole dish. Mm-hmm. On top of that,
Size? Are we talking like a 30 centimeter square or rectangle?
It's a rectangle. So and it's probably
45 by 30, 28 by 45 or something.
Let's go with that. Yeah,
how deep?
It's also about at least 10 centimeters, maybe 12 centimeters deep.
12 centimeters, yeah.
So it's got it's got.
Remind
it's
me to get you to measure my thing over, because if you think that's 10 centimeters, wow, your boyfriend's been lying to you, mate.
I've always said that I'm really bad at measurements. So yeah.
Wow, he's a lucky man. Honey, footlong sub. Okay, so we've got the dish established.
Yes.
You've got your chips that you've cooked in the oven. You've popped them in.
Yes. And then on top of the chips, you put gravy.
Homemade gravy?
Yeah, it depends. If I'm feeling, creative, I'll make the gravy. If not, I'll just use some
packet gravy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you have when you look in that packet? I know you're trying to get your story out. This annoys Annie all the time, but I do like to understand the facts.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Are we talking chicken or onion or roast meat? Like, which flavour do you pick?
I would say for this specific meal, it mm-hmm. would be beef. It would be like a roast
meaty
beef. Yeah, meaty,
beefy.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Thank you.
Then you put a layer of cheese, grated cheese.
What sort of cheese?
Well, it can just be your garden variety tasty cheddar.
So all the ends out of the cheese drawer in the fridge, you just absolutely scrape them up.
If you've got some mozzarella lying around, chuck that in. A bit of parmesan, why not? You just go wild with the cheese, whatever you want. Then on top of that, we put macaroni and cheese.
So you're on a side note, you've just happened to make some macaroni and cheese.
Extensive, this casserole. I'm not giving this recipe out because it's easy. I'm giving it out because it's hard, but it's delicious.
So macaroni and cheese mm-hmm. on top. So these are the layers. If you've just joined us, this is the Emily casserole, first ever heard and broadcast on Joy.
Absolutely.
Hot chips, gravy.
Cheese.
Now macaroni and cheese.
Yep. Then more.
How thick are my layers?
Well, so we've established that the dish is anywhere from 10 to 30 centimetres deep.
Deep. No, it's about a pack, half a drink bottle high.
So the layer of chips is probably like 3 to 4 chips.
So not single layer.
No. Oof. It's quite
diagonal, they're cuddling each other in the pan.
Yeah.
Yep, okay.
100%. So that's the thickest layer of the chips.
Yep.
Then the macaroni and cheese is probably like half that density, like half that mm-hmm. thickness. Then on top of the mac and cheese, you put more gravy and more cheese.
Wow. Did you just hear that noise? That was my backside just go... bit more junk in my trunk. Wow.
Yeah, look, it's not an everyday food, let's be honest.
And then do you bake it?
Well, yeah.
Or are you still going?
Well.
Far out.
Well, then you bake it so the cheese on top melts, right?
Yeah.
If you want to get like luxurious and you're like a texture person, are you a texture person?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Breadcrumb or?
Well, no, it's because it's carb on carb on carb.
Potato chips.
Well, that's actually, I will try that. But
crumbed plain.
Yep. That's smart.
Yeah,
but what I have done in the past is get like 2 minute noodles without the flavoring, just the plain noodle, and then crunch that on top for the crunchiness.
My goodness. You're up early with Annie and Ando with the beautiful Emily Tresidder. And I got something to tell you what happens on Tuesdays.
Okay, I'm ready.
Have you heard of Ando's Chip Challenge?
I actually have. It's very infamous.
Brace yourself.
Since the dawn of time, humans have ventured into the unknown, and one challenge stands above them all. Many have tried.
What is that?
I got this one.
What do you reckon it is?
There's definitely vinegar.
That is spicy ramen pork.
It tastes like the dirty bit of a prawn head.
I haven't even tasted this. And the aroma is awful. Thank
you. Few have succeeded.
Yeah. Oh, this is awful.
Moroccan spice chicken and lemon.
Who's naming these things?
No other show would do this. Without no other show has the guts.
No one has the right
to eat goddamn chips on air.
It's Ando's Chip Challenge.
Do you feel special?
We've been talking about carbs all morning. I'm starving. Right. So I'm ready.
In front of you, Emily Treseder, is two bags. One marked, two clear bags. One marked one and one marked two. This is how Ando's Chip Challenge works.
Okay.
You jump into bag one.
Okay.
And you try it. And your task is to correctly name the flavour. Now, can you describe what is in these bags, what it looks like?
Well, without naming any brands, we can think of an orange sort of twisted, if you will.
Twisted. Oh, you nearly said twisty. Oh, there it is. Okay, so they're twisties.
Yes, they're twisties.
You might actually think, no, if they're orange twisties, isn't there only one flavour?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Controversially, no.
This is behind what started Ando's Chip Challenge. These chip companies going crazy about random flavours, and who finally folded and have done it? The good old Twisty Company.
Twisties. I actually have a question. How have you found this many types of chips, realistically? Like, honestly, are you going to specialised chip shops or...?
Well, what I do is when I'm... And it's hard with the whole 5 kilometre rule. When I'm in different shops, I'll suddenly go, haven't seen those ones. And, like, so I could be in the middle of buying a coffee and next thing you know, I've got 4 bags of chips.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if I'm in a different supermarket... But I did jump online recently and I travelled the world online.
Mm-hmm.
There's this company in Australia that imports international chips.
Right. So we're going international now.
Not for these ones. These are locals. These are Melbourne-based, 7-Eleven Bourke Street. Big shout out to the lady over there that I purchased these ones from.
Okay, great.
So jump into bag one.
Okay.
I want to know, what's it taste like? What's its name?
Okay, well, 100%. I told you I would be confident about this.
Yeah.
For me, the smell is definitely fake bacon smell.
It's
a very distinct smell, Ando. Like, I know this is fake bacon. Okay, let me just give it a try.
Faken.
Well, no, I mean it's bacon. I'm going to say it's bacon.
Okay, give it a try.
It makes me so alarmed to eat this in the microphone.
There's a podcast show, I think, with is it Kitty Flanagan and Dave O'Neill, who was on the show recently, and they do very similar. They've copied Ando's Chip Challenge, but they've branched out into lollies and stuff. Kitty Flanagan has this thing about she can't eat on microphone.
I'm finding it very difficult.
You're doing fine. Can you talk to me about the flavour?
All right, here we go. So it's definitely bacon.
Yep.
It's not a harsh bacon, though, so I think it's, like, watered down with a cheese. So I'm going to say cheese and bacon.
Cheese and bacon. That's what you're looking in. All right, over to bag number two, please.
All righty, let's get the smell.
Locked in cheese and bacon. Cheesy bacon or cheese and bacon for one, sorry?
Cheese and bacon.
And, thank you. You're stuffing it up your nostrils. Annie Louie doesn't sniff it
no,
like
but
that.
Smelling is my jam. I'm a smeller from way back.
I had a shower this morning.
Okay, this is from smell. Like, it kind of smells like a tomato-y... A tomato. Ooh,
tomato.
Oh, yeah. This is like, this is almost like a pasta sauce.
Pasta sauce?
Yeah. This is, I know this flavor. Ah, what is it?
Oh, my goodness.
It's like, what am I going to look in? Like herb and, it's herb and tomato. It's like a, it really is like a pasta sauce. It tastes like a pasta sauce. Let's go with, it's definitely tomato.
Mm-hmm.
I guess herb and tomato.
Okay, so bag one, you've locked in cheese and bacon. Bag two, you've locked in herb and tomato. Let me reach under my desk for the real bags.
I am so excited. And also, I hope I'm right, Annie.
Bag one. Bag one, can I just say...
Yes!
Out of 104 bags of chips that Annie Louie's tried, I think she's got 4 or 5. Right.
This is wild.
Your first Ando's Chip Challenge. Cheesy bacon is the flavour of the first one. It's limited edition. And you got it right.
Honestly, if you know the smell of bacon, you got to try smelling these chips because it's totally bacon.
I'm going to jump in when the next song plays.
You've got to.
Bag two, you sort of danced around tomato a lot. Pasta sauce, you kept going, but you locked in herb and tomato. Have a look.
Margarita pizza!
Margarita pizza.
I mean, it's basically the same thing, Ando. You can practically give me that.
You clearly don't know how I judge this segment, mate. You're so not getting it.
I think you can practically give it. You know what? Text in if you think you should practically give it to me.
No. Even if you'd said pizza, you wouldn't have got that one from me. It's a margarita pizza.
What?
Oh, goodness. None of this, you get a badge for turning up. Look, I want things to be right and good.
50% ain't bad, let me be honest.
Says who?
Cracking you up at the crack of dawn. It's Annie and Ando on Joy 94.9.
You're up early and we are talking carbohydrates. Emily Tresidder, you just completed Ando's chip challenge. How do you feel?
I mean, proud of myself, 50%.
You got one right.
You're telling me that's not that great, but I'm quite proud.
No, that's statistically, that's, you know.
I passed.
That's like saying Annie Louie should have got 50 out of 100 right so far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's a lot of chips. I think your flavour palette would be very, like, I don't know. She's eaten so many chips now that she'd probably just get some confused.
It's like the perfume department in department store. They
100%.
Smell the same after you've sniffed 10.
Exactly. Yeah,
that's it.
The one confronting thing, though, was chewing on a mic. That was...
Chewing on a mic. I know, like eating...
Yes, sorry.
Broadcast eating.
Correct. Because, I don't know, what are your thoughts on the sound of chewing?
Well, the segment is Ando's Chip Challenge, so... The listener, I think it gives you a sense of what's going in your mouth. It's not made up. It's not some button that I press. It's real. And we did actually get a few messages in saying that people do agree that you're a wet eater, and I don't know how they work that out. How rude.
Well, it's interesting because ASMR is a thing.
What?
ASMR.
What's ASMR? You make up these weird words. ASMR. ASMR.
It's an acronym, ASMR.
Oh, for what?
Well, I'm pretty sure it's like big words, but I don't know technically what it is defined as, but basically...
Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. I just Googled it.
Here we go.
Coined in 2010.
Yeah, so basically what it is it's people that love the sound of specific noises. So people like chewing, they like whispering, they like wet eating. There's a bunch of different things that people really love. So I'm wondering whether, you know, there are people that listen to Ando's Chip Challenge and they're like, yes, my weekly dose of ASMR.
Get turned on.
Well, I don't know. This is the... It's
does that creep you out that people are at home and they may have actually just gone, oh, hang on, Emily Trissett is chewing. I'm crawling back into bed for a bit of me time.
Well, this is the thing about ASMR. It's debated. It's debated whether it's arousing in that way or whether it's just, you know, stimulating of the mind.
I find some voices really like a big turn on. Like,
yeah.
You just go, like Richard Foster, one of our newsreaders here. I can listen to Fossey do the news. It's just beautiful. Like hot honey dribbling down a gangplank, I say.
What do you think of David Attenborough's voice?
I think if he was doing a coronavirus ad, I think that would be fine. He certainly doesn't send blood to other parts of my body, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
Oh, whispering. I don't get the whole getting turned on by whispering either.
Well, again, I don't know if it's turning on in that way, but it does stimulate something in people's minds. Also, there's like things on Instagram where you watch people cutting soap. Have you ever seen that, Ando?
No.
Yeah, like it's another thing. It's a visual ASMR where people really like the sensation of watching someone really neatly cut a bar of soap.
That's OCD, isn't it? That's a different condition.
I'm not sure.
So it's only been around for 10 years as a term, ASMR. Now the page that I clicked on is jammed and it's now telling me if I want to buy a suction sex toy. On the
Are you serious?
I've just got out of it. Back to the autonomous sensory meridian response.
Fairly, who would have thought it?
What does ASMR mean on TikTok? That's what people also search for.
Well, I guess it would be videos that people can watch that are that whispering and eating and...
It's defined by...
breathing.
Something that evokes light and pleasurable tingles, sparkles, fuzziness or waves of relaxation in the head,
sparkles.
Neck, spine and throughout the rest of the body.
Wow.
There you go.
Tingles and sparkles.
We were talking carbohydrates before this little jump into ASMR.
Look, this is This is how my brain operates. Eat a chip. Let's talk about ASMR.
Mornings are brighter with Annie and Ando. 6 till 7 a.m. weekdays on Joy 94.9.
Hey, I know, like, as I've worked really hard, particularly in lockdown, on my dad bod.
Sure.
And really...
To get a dad bod? Is that what you're doing?
To maintain and expand, actually. Yeah, to expand that dad bod.
Sure.
And carbs have been a very important part of that process.
Mm-hmm.
When I want to shed some weight, I know if I cut out carbs, it's the quickest, easiest... Not easy, but it's my body responds to it. My body just goes, all right, we're going to use all that fat in store and now say goodbye.
Yep.
But there's a lot of recipes that are like pretend or try and mimic copycat carbs.
Yeah, because when you're craving that delicious carb that would otherwise satisfy you, you have to trick your brain into thinking that you're actually eating that thing.
Or try and get that craving. Like, we could do a whole show on pasta in our world.
Yes, absolutely.
I bought one of those spiralizers to do zucchini spaghetti.
Yep.
Have you ever done zucchini spaghetti carbonara?
I've never done carbonara, but...
Don't. It's bleeping disgusting.
Yeah. I can't imagine. Zucchini pasta, not for me. Oh. What are your thoughts on using cauliflower as a replacement of, like, rice... Or I've seen people use cauliflower, like grated up cauliflower, as a pizza base.
Oh, I love cauliflower. It does give me a bit of gas, though. The night after or the day after the night before.
Yeah.
Rice, it just, the texture's not the same.
Agreed.
It's a textural thing. Now, for the pizza base, I've got another hack for you.
Okay.
Get a chicken breast.
Mm-hmm.
Slice it horizontally three times, so three thins. If it's a fat breast, if it's a thin breast, just
maybe two
through the middle.
Yep.
Put some plastic over the top on a chopping board. Smash it with your rolling pin till it's all pulverized, and that becomes your pizza base.
Whoa! So protein instead of carbs.
Protein instead of carbs. So it's thin. It's like disintegrated. Spread it onto a baking tray. Pop it in the oven for a couple of minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Don't cook it fully, but you just sort of start like a dry bake, really.
Sure.
And then cover it with sauce and cheese. And
is
bacon.
It yum?
Yeah, it is. If you don't do it too thin enough, it's like a parmy.
Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking.
But if you get it thin, the raw chicken turns into crispy, like just this. Yeah.
Really? I've never even heard of that. That sounds amazing. Sounds better than cauliflower, in my opinion. Humble opinion.
Yeah, do you like cauliflower?
I do like cauliflower, but I don't like it if it's not cauliflower. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Don't try and pretend to be something.
Yeah, give me a cauliflower bake. I don't want grated up cauliflower.
Cauliflower, but with bechamel sauce. And
absolutely,
cheese.
Make it as fatty as possible, and then Emily's on board.
Yeah, I often use it over a dish bigger than the cauliflower. I like to cook the cauliflower as a whole head, and then plonk it in, and then make my bechamel sauce in the Thermomix.
Yum.
And often I know where the pockets of extra sauce is, so when I go for a little scoop
you serve
on
yourself.
The table,
smart.
That was no cauliflower, and that was just white sauce and cheese.
I love it. Is cauliflower a carb though? Because we're replacing a carb with a carb. We'll have to.
No, cauliflower's not.
It's not.
It's not. It's, or it's the lowest of the vegetable
right.
carbs.
It's one of the good
family.
Carbs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or a non-existent, kind of like failed carb school.
Miss the show? Don't worry. You can get the best bits of Annie and Ando on the podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.